Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Sean Worthington's here. Sean's a great member of our Brain Trust now for the last several years. He's a tenured faculty member in the computer science department of the Butte College in Northern California. He's an expert. He's a computer information expert. He is the creator of CloudCoin, a cryptocurrency that I've been telling you about now for a long time. The author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currencies, and he's been one of our mentors, one of our cryptocurrency blockchain mentors, and he's our good friend, Sean Worthington. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Sean, you have, as you know, and many of my audience knows, I've been very much interested in your method of standing up a cryptocurrency, because it's different from all the others. All the others basically have a blockchain type of a distributed ledger type of a platform that they use to execute, and with all the associated elements that go with it, including a whole lot of power that's required to do that. But you've looked at this thing completely different, and that's through a cloud-based cryptocurrency. And I tell people about what you're doing all the time. I never report on blockchain or cryptocurrency without including your example of cloud as another example. You're like the control group of this whole experiment, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we certainly look at it differently. And now we have a patent. So we have just been awarded last week a patent, and it's actually very rare to get any digital currency patents. We're only the second one issued.
Congratulations. This is a red letter, folks. This is a red letter day. And I'm glad to know, Sean, I'm glad to know and to be able to say that I thought you were cool before the government said you were cool. So I got that distinction. So tell us, now we know about patents around here. We talk a lot about intellectual property a lot around here. One of the things with patents, when you get a patent, is it's no longer a trade secret, right? When a patent is given to you, the world knows what you're doing. Are you concerned about that? How do you protect your IP when the world knows about it?
Well, it's a good thing for us because it's allowed us to open doors to huge investors, people that have a track record of performing. So our major concern now is marketing. And there's companies that specifically market cryptocurrencies, and now we've got their attention. We're writing up contracts with them, and it's going to be a big game changer for us.
Right. So re-explain this. You've done this before, but I'm going to do it again. Now, as I said earlier, most cryptocurrencies, as far as I know, all of them, maybe I'm wrong, but as far as I know, all other cryptocurrencies are based on some kind of a blockchain. I know Bitcoin has a different kind of blockchain than Ethereum, but they're all based on some kind of a distributed ledger type of a platform, aren't they?
Yes, they're all based on a database called the blockchain that tracks everybody's coins and can follow all the transactions, all the ownerships, because it's written down in a database.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the immutability of it, isn't it? The way they track it is part of the immutability and hopefully the safety of it.
Yes, it makes it so that if I've got this blockchain on my computer and I try to change it so that I've got more money, it'll be clear to everybody that I'm trying to cheat and nobody's going to accept the fact that I've got more money.
And that's the beauty of the blockchain technology. But you're using cloud-based system platform. Tell us about that.
That's right. And so instead of having every person have an account on a blockchain, we have every coin have an account, but it's on these redundant servers. So we have 25 servers, and we have something called the Parallel Authentication Protocol, in which these coins, instead of going to one server with one database and logging in, we have them log into 25 different servers in parallel. And if somebody was to capture one of the servers or to hack it or change it without authorization, then the other 24 servers would know immediately and be able to say that currency is fake.
One of the blowback on blockchain is it's energy intensive, and it's and what you just said sounds like it might the cloud approach might be too, but it really isn't, is it?
No, our energy use is about the same energy that a house uses every year, where with cryptocurrencies, it's cities or countries.
But put that in perspective, though. Cloud coin is not widely distributed yet. Is that based on the current use of cloud coin, or would it be the same if when it becomes ubiquitous?
It's because of the fact that we do not have to do any encryption or decryption, and all we have to do is a simple update command where I send the server my password and my proposed new password, mm-hmm. and then it's just updated in the database. It takes very little bandwidth to send that signal to the servers, and it takes very little electricity to actually do that process.
So the distribution process is all that's required. It doesn't require further mining of it, like with the blockchain?
That's right. With the blockchain, you have to go through the entire blockchain and decrypt and encrypt.
All the steps.
That is really expensive.
Yeah. So this is very difficult. This process, the blockchain process is not something that people get their heads around. This is clearly a third decade of the 21st century type of a technology concept. For 20th century people, it's hard to get our heads around this. How do you explain cloud coin in a way that's easier to understand? Hey, well, hold on to that thought. I've come up on a break. I need to let you come. We'll come back to this. Folks, please stay with us. You need to start letting this stuff get into your head. This is the future. And you know, I've been around a long time. For an old guy like me to say this, you know that there's something to it. But this is the future. Good, bad, or ugly, the future is going to be cryptocurrency and more and fiat money less. 20 after, I'm Jim Blossom. We'll see you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.